Hi, this is Christopher Bird on Broadway Fillmore Alive Radio. I'd like to welcome Brian Kastner. Brian Kastner is from the Friends of St. Anne's. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Why don't you, we'll start with, give us a little bit of background on yourself and the Friends of St. Anne's.
Okay. Like you said, my name is Brian Kastner. I grew up at St. Anne's. I was baptized there, and my family had been worshiping there for, well, I'm the sixth generation.
Wow.
So my great-great-grandparents helped build the place. My grandfather was a City of Buffalo firefighter who was at the fire hall right there down Broadway. And when St. Anne's was involved in a windstorm and fire in the mid-60s, he was part of the crew that helped save the place, essentially. And so I got, you know, I have little boys myself, and I feel like it's kind of my job, as people in my family have been working on St. Anne's for a long time. And so this is part of my my efforts, I guess, is working with the Friends of St. Anne's. And we're a group of people from around the neighborhood and concerned citizens from Buffalo, and we're trying to keep St. Anne's a vibrant place for as long as we can.
Oh, no, great. And how long ago did you guys start?
Is this the autumn of 2006 is really when the revitalization committee started meeting. And the goal was, and still is, for as long as St. Anne's exists as a parish, we're trying to keep the parish as vibrant and alive and enthusiastic as possible. And so there have been a lot of different events, different masses, Christmas concert series this past December with Quo Vadis and some other groups that came in and gave Christmas concerts. And so we're really celebrating the 150 years that St. Anne's has been in the Buffalo community. 2008 is the 150th anniversary year, so now our focus is making the anniversary celebration as special as possible.
No, that's fantastic. What type of things have you do you have planned for the 150th that St. Anne's have planned?
Our goal is we're having a special event every month, and so there's a reason to come down to Broadway and Emsley every month and come to St. Anne's. Besides we still have Sunday Mass every Sunday at 10 o'clock. There's been a lot of, I've read in a place or two people talking about St. Anne's closing. Well, it's closing, but it's not closed, definitely. So we're open through August of 08 right now, is as long as Mass is scheduled. And then every month we're having a different event. So we started off, January was our kickoff Mass to celebrate this 150th anniversary year. In January, on the 21st at 1 o'clock, is the diocesan Mass to celebrate the life of Martin Luther King.
Right.
In February, we're having a blood drive for Valentine's Day. That's on February 10th after Mass from 11 to 2. We're having Living Waters, which is a group that puts on a presentation. That's on the 8th of March. And then in April, oh, that's as far as I'll go out now, I guess, we're having our very popular German Mass, which is on the 20th of April. Last time we had a German Mass last April, it was standing room only, and St. Anne's seats over 1,000.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So the German Mass is very popular, and Schwabenchor, which is the German concert group choir in Buffalo, is going to be doing the music for that.
And they played for Christmas as well, didn't they, at St. Anne's?
They were part of our concert series. Unfortunately, their day was the day that we got, you know, those 20-something inches of snow.
Oh.
And so that was kind of like the highlight of the concert series, but unfortunately they got snowed out. So,
oh, wow.
Luckily they're coming back in April. And I should say that if all that information came too quick, you can always go and check on our Friends of St. Anne's website, which is www.friendsofstanne's.org.
Right, and you were talking about the church closing in August. So primarily your group has been established to look for, to keep St. Anne's alive beyond that.
Absolutely. We're, our mission is, as long as St. Anne's is a parish, we want to make it as vibrant as possible with still having Sunday Mass. And then, you know, continuing on, no matter how the journey of faith and grace ends up turning out, and no matter what what the eventual decision is. Our goal is to keep St. Anne's, you know, keep its religious character and keep it a stalwart part of the East Side for, you know, for my kids and my kids' kids, and really keep it in a place where it's still special to the people of East Side. So we're not sure where that's going to take us now, but like I said, for now we're really focusing on the 150th anniversary, and you know, we owe it to the previous generations to make it as special of a 150th celebration as we can.
Well, you know, and something you talked about a few minutes ago was you were saying how, you know, basically the church has been in your family, you know, your family's been part of the church for six generations.
Right.
Do you find that people contact you guys or the church itself from that haven't really attended the church in, you know, 20, 30, 40 years and are excited about, you know, your group or that the church is still open and that you're still having masses?
It's very exciting that every Sunday there is a new face at Mass, or a couple new faces at Mass, and when we talk to them, they'll say, you know, they went to the school, they went to St. Anne's when they were younger, they hadn't been back, they wanted to come back and be part of the 150th celebration this year, and they were just, you know, when you walk in the church, it can take your breath away, and that still happens to people that hadn't been there and 20, 30, 40 years. When you look at the outside of the church, you know, we had some fiberglass and some protection put up over the windows many years ago to protect against the weather or damage or other things. And so from the outside, it can look, you know, a little gray and imposing. Once you get inside, the church is so colorfully painted, and those windows just jump out at you. The fiberglass doesn't stop the light from coming in at all. And so it really... the whole place, we're trying to keep it as live as it looks. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, no, and, you know, you're absolutely right about that. When you walk into St. Anne's, as you do with many of the churches over on the East Side, the old Catholic churches.
Absolutely.
As you walk in, and they literally take your breath away. I remember just the Holy Thursday from 2007. It was the first time my daughter had been in St. Anne's, and... it was the first church we had stopped into on our seven churches quest that evening. And my daughter was just like, I think she was a little hesitant when she saw the church and how you said it was like sort of gray and imposing. And then she walked in and she goes, she just could not believe how incredibly beautiful the church was.
Which is why we encourage everyone who has been affiliated with St. Anne's in the past to come back this next year. We're planning, we don't have specifics yet, but we'd like to do a St. Anne's School reunion picnic this summer, and that should be a lot of people. St. Anne's School, at the turn of the 20th century, was the largest private school in the country. It had 2,000 students.
Oh, my gosh.
And so between all of those school alumni and the commercial school for girls, which used to prepare girls for business careers to be secretaries and such, and the daycare helped thousands during World War II. There is just a large section of Buffalo that's connected to St. Anne's. And we say, you know, we're still open. Come back. Celebrate with us. Celebrate what your parents and grandparents put into the place. We want to celebrate our past in this 150th anniversary. We're not dwelling on what, you know, may come in the future.
Oh no, that's fantastic, and it is. Well, what order of nuns were at St. Anne's?
Well, the Sisters of St. Francis.
Okay.
Who are obviously up at Stella Niagara, up in Lewiston. They staffed St. Anne's for 130 some odd years. The Jesuits, Order of Society of Jesus, were the priests that opened St. Anne's in 1858. And so both of those groups are now gone, and both recently. And actually, we had a mass for the celebration of the Sisters of St. Francis just a couple months ago. And once again, the church was packed, and as many nuns as were healthy could come. And it was really special to see, you know, that many people come out recognizing, you know, the school that they ran and the impact that they had on people in that community.
No, and that's, I think, you know, even... me finding out different things churches on the East Side is that you really, I don't think people, I mean, when you're younger, you don't realize the impact these places have on you until you, but you know, when I hear so many stories from people, whether it be from St. Anne's or from, you know, St. Adalbert's or Corpus Christi, and the long, lifelong impressions these places have left on people, it's just fantastic stories.
Oh, and you know, you and I were talking about seven churches before. This is Buffalo, and this is why I love Buffalo on the East Side. My family, my mother's family, they lived on Sherman Street and Johnson Street, just north of Broadway. My grandma is an Albrecht, and so they had a shop in the Broadway Market. You know,
wow.
They had the chicken stand.
Right.
My grandfather was, like I said, a City of Buffalo firefighter in the neighborhood. My Aunt Mary joined the Sisters of St. Francis, and so she was a nun and worked there. And the fact that St. Anne's was the center of all of that, and that's the impression it left on me that, you know, I left Buffalo for a while and moved back, and now I make it a point of my family and my children going there. Everybody's connected, and that's not a unique story. That story exists at Corpus Christi and St. Stan's and so many other churches. That's what I love about that neighborhood and the people there.
Well, yeah, and I talk to people a lot, you know, like with Buffalo, and especially on the East Side, is that, you know, you always hear about 6 degrees of separation between everybody. In Buffalo or in the Broadway film, there's 1 degree of separation.
If that, yeah. Yeah, two at the max.
Yeah, two at the max. Well, and everybody knows somebody, or and even, you know, I'll get emails through Broadway Fillmore Live from people. Once you get to, you know, you exchange a few emails with them, well, they know your grandmother or they know your aunt, and it's like, wow, you know, it's you have an extended family as well as, you know, your close family.
Right, and that's why we'd like. It really is like a family reunion when we have these large events, be it the German Mass or be it the Mass for the celebration of the Sisters of St. Francis. People who maybe haven't seen each other in a while, it doesn't matter if it's been 10 years, it's more like 10 minutes. And so, you know, while we talk about this building, which is stunning and beautiful and worthy of preservation and architecturally and artistically significant and all of those things, you may walk in for the architecture, and people stay for the people in the neighborhood. And I'm sure that you've seen that in your work all over the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood.
Right, and you know, and I think sometimes we do, and I think we emphasize a lot on the architecture of these amazing churches. But one of the things that's always been fascinating to me is this: what we're talking about, the communities that surrounded these churches and that really made the churches what they are. I think it's equal portions of these fantastic buildings and what really these families, these churches are, and it's amazing to me.
Right, and I'd say, you know, if you went to Mass at 10 a.m. this Sunday at St. Anne's, you would see some German and Polish families or you know, children of those immigrant families. Some of them live in the neighborhood. Some of them are driving in from the suburbs. You'll see African-American families from the surrounding community. You'll see new African immigrants who have just moved to the neighborhood who are coming to St. Anne's. You'll see a lot of different faces and different people and one family. And, you know, everybody over coffee and donuts afterwards. It's one family and it's great.
No, it is great. And you know, and I think you may find this as well when you go and you do things in the neighborhood is, you know, when you walk in, I lived outside of Buffalo for a little while, and you know, I actually before I joined Corpus Christi, a church back in my old neighborhood, I was going to another church, and you know what, it never felt right to me. Until I went, I would always go, even when I belonged to a parish outside of the old neighborhood, I would still go back to the churches in my old neighborhood because there's just something about it that just seems right going to church on Sunday. And I don't know if it's a feeling or it's just, you grow up with it and you're so used to it. But, I mean, I don't know if you feel that or not.
I know exactly what you mean. And we're a member of another parish where my children go to school outside of the city. But to me, church will still always be my grandparents in the pew in front of me, all of my cousins in the pew behind me, all of our my mother, you know, is doing the readings. My aunt is playing guitar in the choir, and then everybody goes home to you know, to have scrambled eggs afterwards. And it's your immediate family, your extended family. I think my cousin used to call it church. You know, there were plenty of times you could go to church somewhere else, but when it was time to go to church, that meant St. Anne's.
No, you're right. Well, Brian, thank you for spending a few minutes with me today, and, you know, good luck with the Friends of St. Anne's. And if you need any help or anything, you know, you've got my email. Feel free to drop me a line or give me a call. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you much for the opportunity, and I'll say it again as my plug. We have a lot of events coming up to celebrate the 150th anniversary in 2008, and so check our website, www.friendsofstannes.org, and you can, and of course your Broadway Fillmore Alive website, and people can see the schedule, and we hope to see a lot of folks that have still part of the St. Anne's family. They just haven't been to church in a little bit. So please come back and celebrate with us this year.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.